Okay, well, I can tell you that my feet are both on the ground. I did make it up in quite good time, I must say, for a first time, wouldn't you say?
Actually, you were really good.
See, there you are. See, I raced her and I beat her. She's been doing this since the 80s, right, you said?
Yeah.
And I beat her up the wall, folks. I'm back at the Horizon Rock Climbing Center, and I mean, it does take a little while. I can feel it in my legs already just going up the wall one time. So, you know, it is something that most people can do, yes. I guess it's also encouraging when you see somebody go right past you, too, and you're like, well, if they're doing it this fast, I can do it. And there are lots of children. And this is a very family-friendly place because there's tables here where people can, you know, have lunch, and there's a group of kids. I'm just looking, you know, down the way, you know, a family or definitely something you can, I'm sure, do birthday parties and things.
Yes,
here.
We do. We have birthday parties. We have corporate activities also. And it's for everybody. As I said, if you want to train, there's really routes for someone that is an athlete and wants to train, or someone is really a beginner, and we're going to take care of everything at that time.
Okay, now you're holding a blindfold, and I just have to... this is for you so that you can't see me fall, right? What's the blindfold for? Tell me.
We're going to have a little experience here with you.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
So, yes, you're going to try to climb blindfolded. And actually, you were saying, oh, I don't know, I'm a little scared. So when people tell us that, that's something we use. We tell them... And actually, it helps. And sometimes people climb better when they're blindfolded than when they're not, because they're going to concentrate on the holes that are useful at that time instead of wanting absolutely the big hole that's really right on the side that's going to take you out of balance, but you want it because it's big. When you're blindfolded, you're going to see...
Well, I will place a bet here. I don't believe you, but we'll see what happens. Now, one other thing that I've noticed is that there's different angles to the walls. I mean, we saw somebody going almost like upside down. So there's, I mean, different levels. And also the walls, you were saying that there's new routes that people take. Like it's never really the same thing. You can always find a way to mix it up.
Exactly. We have, once a week, we have the route setters. They're called route setters. These are the people that come and just change the holes and create a completely new route every time. So people that come here 5 times a week, they want to see something different each time. So that's for them and for everybody that wants to see something new all the time they come here.
Okay, well, as you're putting the blindfold on me, we want to tell everybody your website address so they can check it out.
Yes, it's www.horizonrock.com.
And we can check out all of the different, adventures that you can have here, because there's people swinging on one side. Oh, and very quickly, actually, behind us, before I go up the wall again, there's ropes and stuff. There's a bridge on the ceiling. Just tell me what is this?
Yeah, that's the high rope course, indoor high rope course. That's something very unique we have here. Usually you have it from a tree to another tree outdoors, but here we have it indoors with a big zip line, 25-meter zip line.
Let's stick to the wall. We'll just do one thing at a time today. All right, so that's the website address. I'll take your word for it that blindfolded is easier. And again, we've got pictures on our website, montreal.jbonair.com, and we'll have a link to the website for Horizon. Check it out, horizonrock.com. Check it out. And thank you so much for joining us.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.